Good morning, church. Good morning. Today is the first Sunday in Advent. On behalf of our congregation and church family here in Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland, I would like to extend warm greetings and welcome to all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. A warm welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are attending this service via Zoom, and those who will be listening to our worship service afterwards from our website. I've seen the journals for this season are out, so please try to pick up a copy and get the information that you need for the church at this time. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come before you on this first Sunday of Advent with hearts full of anticipation and awe. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and in you all things hold together. As we journey through this sacred season, we approach you with gratitude for the promise of Christ coming, your light breaking into the darkness of our world. Draw near to us now, O Lord, as we draw near to you. Stir in us a spirit of hope and renewal. May our worship this morning reflect the deep longing of our hearts to know you more fully, to trust you more deeply, and to walk in your ways. Prepare us to receive your word and to be transformed by your presence. Merciful God, as we prepare to welcome your Son anew, we confess that we have not always lived as children of your light. In the busyness of life, we have failed to watch and wait for you. We have been distracted by the noise of the world and deaf to your still small voice. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have chosen fear over faith, selfishness over service, and despair over hope. Forgive us when our words and actions have not reflected your love. Too often we have trusted in our own strength rather than relying on your grace. In this season of anticipation, cleanse us of our sins, renew our hearts, and restore us to right relationship with you and with one another. Help us to stand ready, lifting our heads with hope as we await the fullness of your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who is our hope, our peace, and our joy, and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hear the good news. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven, renewed, and called to walk as children of light. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our next hymn, Come Children, Join and Sing, 185. Good morning. Do we have any children in church this morning? Good morning. How are you this morning? Did you notice that we have something different on stage this morning? Yes? The candles, they are not always here. Why do we have candles this morning? Yes? It's the first Sunday in Advent. Would you want to light one of the candles? Yes, because you gave the answer, so I'll pick you. Come on. I want you to light this one. You know how to do it? Good. Good. First Advent candle. So, it seems as if all of you know how special today is. First Sunday in Advent. The countdown to Christmas. Now, have you ever, let me begin with a few questions. Our children's address will be very short, I promise, but nice. Have you ever seen a sign that something exciting is about to happen? Now, I'll give you an example. For example, the smell of cookies baking. What does that signify? When you smell cookies baking, what does that signify? Yes? To have some. It signifies that very soon you'll be having some cookies to eat. Again, when you see leaves falling from trees, what does that signify? Yes? Autumn. Autumn? What about winter? How do we know winter is coming? Yeah? So, yes? Oh, ice. So, there are a number of signs that can lead us to imagine. Am I okay? Can you hear me? You're losing me there. So, Jesus Christ also spoke about signs in the Bible. And what he said was, sometimes some bad things may be happening in the world. They may be signifying something better, which is about to happen. For example, he spoke about wars and rumors of wars, and he said, no, we should not be frightened when those things are happening. They may be preparing us for something better. During Advent, we are thinking about something that is about to happen. You already gave the answer. What is about to happen? Christmas. And what happened on Christmas? Yes, Jacob. Jesus was born. And the Bible tells us the world was in darkness. And when Jesus was born, he brought light into the world. One of the lessons that we learn from this is we should not be afraid even when bad things happen around us, because they also show that God is with us, that God is looking after us, and that something better and even brighter is about to happen. Do you have expectations for Christmas? What are your expectations for Christmas? Yes? Presents. Oh, of course, presents. Yes? Christmas trees. Have you put up your Christmas tree yet? Have you? No. I think Zara put up our Christmas tree yesterday. So ours is up. Pardon? You have a Christmas tree in your house? You haven't. I'm sure that you are going to have one this year. Let us pray. Dear Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are the God of Advent. For as at this time you sent your Son Jesus Christ into the world to save us from our sin. On this first day of Advent, we bring ourselves to you that you would prepare our hearts to receive our Savior. Guide us and walk with us on the journey and renew in the inner man. We thank you for our children. And we thank you for all they learn when they come to church. Continue to open their hearts and to bless their lives. May you bring us hope and anticipation at this time, and continue to guide us as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next theme, All Things Bright and Beautiful.
Thank you. The Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah 49, verses 7 to 18, which you can find on page 736 of the Pew Bible. Isaiah 49, 7 to 18. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. Kings will see you and rise up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Aswan. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has borne? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your sons hasten back, and those who laid you waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your sons gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them all as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. The second reading is from Luke 21, verse 5 to 19, and that's page 1056 to 57 in the Pew Bible. Luke 21, 5 to 19. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, as for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. Teacher, they asked, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place? He replied, watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. And then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed, even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish, and by standing firm, you will gain life. And then next is our hymn 279, Make Way, Make Way.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we reflect from your word this morning, may your Holy Spirit move among us. Quiet our hearts, clear our minds, and attune our ears to your voice. Just as the Advent season beckons us to pause and prepare, so too we ask you to prepare our spirits to receive the light of your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, we pray. Amen. This morning, I would like to reflect with you on the theme, Hope in the Shaking. Hope in the Shaking. Good morning again to you all, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to the first Sunday of Advent, a season of waiting, watching, and wondering. Now, I don't know about you, but waiting has never been my strong suit. You can ask my family. If there is a slow-moving queue at the supermarket or traffic lights that seem to conspire against me, my patience can wear thin pretty quickly. Advent, with its message of wait for the Lord, often feels like God is saying, let's practice some holy patience. But here's the thing about waiting. It is not always peaceful candlelight and soft carols. Sometimes it is more like waiting for your Wi-Fi to connect or reconnect during a Zoom call. Chaotic, stressful, and full of questions about whether this whole thing is working at all. And then there is Advent itself, which seems to come at the most chaotic time of year. We are supposed to be preparing our hearts for the Prince of Peace, but instead we are preparing shopping lists, sorting decorations, and trying to remember where we stored that one string of lights that always works until it doesn't. Yet here we are, right on time, Advent, waiting, anticipating, and dare I say it, hoping. It is the season that reminds us, even in the middle of chaos, upheaval, and those dreaded Christmas card photos that take 30 attempts to get everyone smiling, God is doing something new. So this morning we will dive into a passage that talks about shaking. Not the shake the presents under the tree to guess what's inside kind, but the big world-shifting kind. And while that might sound unsettling, here is the spoiler. The shaking is not the end. It is the beginning of redemption. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as winter settles upon us, we enter a season of quiet reflection, much like the earth resting under its blanket of frost. Advent, this sacred season of anticipation, invites us to pause and prepare. It whispers to us, God is doing a new thing again. As we embark on this journey together, we find ourselves at the confluence of endings and beginnings, held together by the unshakable promise of Christ's coming. And this Advent, we draw from Luke 21's apocalyptic imagery and Isaiah 49's tender assurance to explore how God's presence steadies us amid life's uncertainties. Through these passages, we are reminded that God's promises are not bound by time, nor are they thwarted by the upheavals of the world. In Luke chapter 21, Jesus Christ paints a vivid picture of cosmic upheaval. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. This apocalyptic language is not meant to terrify, but to awaken us. It speaks to a world shaken by crisis, wars, climate catastrophes, pandemics, and the erosion of justice. These are not merely ancient concerns, but contemporary realities. Who among us hasn't felt breathless with fear at the headlines of our time? Yet, even here, Jesus Christ calls us to lift our heads, for these signs are not the end, but the beginning of redemption. And Isaiah echoes this promise in chapter 49, reminding us that God has not forgotten us. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49:15-16. When the world feels as though it is coming undone, God assures us that his way endures. Advent disrupts our chronos time, the time of clocks and calendars, and introduces us to Kairos, God's time. It is the now and not yet, where past, present, and future meet in divine purpose. Jesus invites us to interpret the times not with fear but with faith. He points to the fig tree. When you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. This is not a call to passivity, but to attentive hope. Just as Isaiah assured the exiled Israelites that their deliverance was near, so too does Christ remind us that God's promises are steadfast. The shaking of the world does not mark the end, but the birthing of something new. In our own lives, these words call us to hold fast to hope amid our personal and collective trials. Whether we face loss, illness, or uncertainty, we are not alone. The shaking reminds us that God is actively working to redeem all things. The apocalyptic vision in Luke 21 is not a forecast of doom, but a call to action. Stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. To raise our heads is to live with courage and expectation, refusing to be weighed down by fear or despair. Isaiah's words provide a tender counterpart. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. This Advent, we are called to be bearers of this hope. In a world faint with fear, we are to be signs of God's enduring love. This might mean comforting a grieving neighbor, standing for justice in turbulent times, or simply choosing to trust when everything feels uncertain. Advent reminds us that Christ's redemption is both present and future. Already, we live in the light of his first coming, even as we await the fullness of his kingdom. The birth of Christ was not the end of the story, but the inauguration of God's great work of renewal. Looking back, we see God's faithfulness in every generation, from the promises to Israel in Isaiah 49 to the triumph of Christ in Luke 21. Looking forward, we live in hope, knowing that the same God who has been faithful will bring his work to completion. Advent is not a solitary journey, but a communal one. This year, Newport-on-Tay Church, our beloved congregation, has celebrated milestones and faced challenges together. Whether it was the 900th anniversary of Forgan Church or the sorrow of loss and illness, we have borne witness to God's presence among us. Isaiah's image of being engraved on God's hands assures us that we are not forgotten, not as individuals and not as a community. As we prepare to welcome Christ anew, let us commit to being signs of hope for one another. In Luke 21, Jesus assures us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And this promise sustains us in every season of life. Advent is our reminder that God is doing a new thing again. As we wait, we are invited to lift our heads, to live with active hope, and to bear witness to the light that no darkness can overcome. May this Advent season fill your hearts with renewed strength, unity, and joy. Let us journey together, confident that the God who has engraved us on his hands will bring his kingdom in fullness. Let us pray. Gracious and ever-living Father, Advent introduces us into a time of waiting, into a time of hope, into a time of anticipation. Prepare us, O Father, for the glorious things of Advent, especially the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who takes away the sin of the world. Let the gospel message bring us hope now and always. Amen. O come, Emmanuel.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we bring these gifts before you as an expression of our gratitude and trust. In this season of Advent, as we anticipate the coming of Christ, we dedicate these offerings to the work of your kingdom. Use them, Lord, to bring hope to the hopeless, peace to the troubled, and joy to the sorrowful. Bless the hands that have given and guide us in using these resources wisely, that they may reflect your love and light to all who are in need. God of hope and promise, as we lift our heads in anticipation of Christ's coming, we bring before you the needs of our world, our community, and ourselves. We ask for your light to shine in the darkness and your peace to steady us amid the shaking. We pray for a world marked by upheaval and distress, where nations grapple with wars, natural disasters, and injustice. Lord, let your kingdom draw near. Comfort those displaced by conflict and natural calamities, granting them shelter, security, and hope. Guide world leaders to act with wisdom and compassion, working for justice and peace. Renew the earth that groans under the weight of environmental harm, teaching us to be better stewards of your creation. We pray for your church, called to be a sign of hope in turbulent times. Strengthen your people to stand firm in faith and proclaim the good news of Christ's redemption. Bless the Church of Scotland. Bless the Newport on Tay Church and its ministries, that we may be a light in our community. Inspire us to be a source of comfort to the grieving, encouragement to the weary, and joy to the sorrowful. Unite us as one body in Christ, preparing our hearts to receive him afresh this Advent season. We lift up our community and neighbors near and far. Let your love be evident in the small acts of kindness that bind us together. Be with those in our midst who are struggling with illness, loss, or loneliness. May they find comfort in your presence and strength through our support. Bless our schools, workplaces, and homes with your peace, that they may reflect your light in the midst of busyness and uncertainty. Lord, we wait for your promises to be fulfilled. Teach us to live in hope. Help us to trust in your timing and to see your hand at work even in the chaos. Open our eyes to the new things you are doing in our lives and in the world. Give us courage to stand up and raise our heads, knowing that our redemption is near. We pray for your coming kingdom in all its fullness. As we journey through this season, let us be ever mindful of the promise that your words will never pass away. May we be bearers of that hope to all we encounter. Come, Lord Jesus, and renew your people. May your light shine through us, that we may be a beacon of your love and grace in this world. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. A final hymn, stand up for Jesus. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.